Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are Southwest Festival of the Written Word Steering Committee member Ted Pressler and from Western New Mexico University, Dr. Magdaleno Manzanares. And he's a professor of political science and vice president of external affairs at Western New Mexico University. And one of the keynote speakers at the Southwest Festival of the Written Word, which will be held in Silver City, October 4th through the 6th. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily, very much. Appreciate the opportunity to talk about our book festival.
You're welcome. And I'm speaking to Ted right now. And Ted, how many years has the book festival been put on?
We got together in 2010. Group of us, we thought it'd be a great idea to celebrate the written word in the Southwest, and we developed a mission statement, which was to celebrate the power and the beauty of the written word, bringing together those who create with those who appreciate, with a special emphasis on fostering community involvement. We do this every other year, so this is our fourth time we've done it. And we usually have between 600 and 800 people coming to our wonderful town to celebrate with us.
And about how many presenters are you expecting this year?
We have around 30, 35 presenters, and then we have also some entertainment. We have Virus Theaters putting on an original play, and we also have musicians who are going to talk about their craft as well.
And I see one of the keynote authors, Alfredo Corchado, and from here from Las Cruces, Denise Chavez, Christine Ebert, many, many authors that people are familiar with. And they can find the list and the schedule on your website.
And the website is www.southwestwordfiesta.org.
The theme this year is Writing Sin Fronteras, Writing Without Borders.
That's correct. And the idea of writing Sin Fronteras, I'm hoping that Dr. Manzanares will make a comment on that.
Dr. Manzanares, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, Emily. It's a pleasure to be on this side of the radio. I'm always listening to you.
Thank you.
For years now. And it's nice to be here with you and with your audience. The work that I have done with my co-author, Larry French, and a couple of books in 2017, and the book that is coming out this November is called Borders and Immigration, The Geopolitics of Marketplace Demands and Ethnic Relations. And we really start with the idea that this was a land without borders, sin fronteras, and pretty much remained that way, at least in the U.S.-Mexico border until 1924. And increasingly from 1924 on, it has become more difficult to keep that sin frontera stretch of land between Mexico and the U.S. In 1924, obviously, is when the Immigration and Naturalization Service was created, the Border Patrol, etc. And so since then, we have seen this political division between what is now the U.S. and Mexico become more difficult to cross. We also talk in this book about the Cold War and the wars on drugs and terrorism that came together with the war on trafficking and illegal immigration, the traffic of humans from Mexico. And so all these wars that we called in the U.S. Since really accelerated since the 1960s, it has created this condition where, from my perspective, there is no longer a sin fronteras passage between the U.S. and Mexico. And in fact, the land, my argument is, this land has become a deadly campo de batalla instead of a sin fronteras stretch of land or territory Ironically, at least in the latest version of these wars that we fight, whether it's on drugs, whether it's on illegal immigration, as it is called sometimes, in the name of security. And that has created conditions that have led us to where we are now. And so we backtrack in a sort of a historical perspective on the main thesis of this book that I was talking about, is that marketplace demands has played a huge role in the geopolitics of immigration and ethnic relations, both in the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. And, you know, we talked about those ethnic relations both within Mexico, in the U.S. and Canada, and how immigration impacts those ethnic relations, basically in the three countries, but certainly our main focus is on Mexico and the U.S. So that's more or less the macro view of our latest work on borders and immigration, and certainly the role that the current administration is playing on this.
So do you see that our border definitely has changed? We have now another wall being built.
Correct. There's the physical wall, but also along with that, we have been erecting, at least in a very obvious way in the last couple of years, a psychological wall, a wall that rejects or goes back to the notion of us versus them. And so there's not only this physical thing that is being built, or at least that's what President Trump says, and the wall that we as people are erecting in some segments of our societies, or society in the U.S. side for sure, that we are building that wall too.
Do you see that growing stronger here in the Southwest, especially since we're so close to the border?
And that's the irony and the sadness of all this. That is precisely the elements, whether they are from this region or not, the elements that are opposing, in this case, immigration, in the name of security, in the name of other things. And those elements in our society, like I said, whether they are from this region or not, have created or are creating an environment that enhances, as I said, that sort of psychological wall that we are erecting. But that's not an absolute at this point. And political conditions create an environment where some of those elements in society might feel that they have support from, in this case, our leaders in the U.S. government. And that's why they feel empowered to do these things, both building this physical barrier, but also creating in the American mind this political wall.
Well, since you're in the educational system and you work with students daily, you work with educators, do you see that education can help improve this, especially with your festival coming up, Southwest Festival of the Written Word, getting the written word out to everyone?
Yes, the old cliche, the power of the pen is enormous. And you yourself, obviously through journalism and through writing in general, it does help diffuse this upsurge, as I see it, in creating these conditions of rejecting other peoples. And not only through the written word, obviously, in the classroom or through other means that we try to educate students, but also our community about some of the fallacies that are involved in what this so-called argument of how negatively immigrants are affecting our society.
What else can we expect at the Southwest Festival of the Written Word? What day will you be presenting?
I will be presenting on Friday, October the 4th, on this idea of immigration and marketplace demands. There's more to it, obviously, than just purely psychological walls, but also the idea that when we want immigrants, we welcome them. The day that we don't want them, we tend to see them as enemies. So that will be October the 4th when I will be presenting. There's a whole slate of presenters, you know, Pete Riva, Michael Berman, And John Burroughs, which is a distinguished guy, got a medal for distinguished nature writing, will also be here. And we'll have this time also photojournalist Don Bartletti, and he was a Pulitzer Prize-winning photojournalist, among others, that will be in this festival of the written word.
This year, the theme, Writing Sin Fronteras, Writing Without Borders. And hopefully we can continue to write without borders. And I really appreciate you both spending time talking to me about the upcoming Southwest Festival of the Written Word. And Dr. Manzanares, when will your book be published?
We expect it to be out in November as through Lexington Books. And so that's when we expect the release of the book.
And you do have other books, though, that you've written.
Yes, we have a couple of them. The one from 2017 is called North American Border Conflicts, and that's by CRC Press, which is Taylor and Francis.
That's something that's still relevant for what's happening today.
Yes, yes. They are both very, I think, timely. We'll let the reader decide that.
Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily.
You're welcome.
I have a couple of things I wanted to add. First of all, one of our second keynote speakers, this Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer, Don Bartletti, he spent months and months and months in Mexico, and he actually rode the train called the Beast, where many of these immigrants from Central and Central America were riding on to try to find their way to Estados Unidos. The photographs he's taken are on display here at the University at McCrae Gallery. They're absolutely stunning. And I recommend that anybody, any of your listeners, come to Silver City to see this display. He just toiled by riding on this train and mixing with all the folks. Just a wonderful display.
So the display is on right now, is that correct?
On right now through October 4th at McCrae Gallery at the University. I also want to mention this. We've added something to this fiesta. We're having a Borderland story booth at the Silver City Public Library. What is a booth? It's an invitation for anyone to present stories about the USA-Mexican border experience, and it'll be recorded if people so desire. And this will be on Friday afternoon from 2 to 4, Saturday 10 to 4, Sunday 10 to 12. And on Sunday, it'll be at our headquarters for the Southwest Festival for the Written Word at 107 Yankee Street. It should be a wonderful experience. We're hoping to keep these recordings for posterity so everybody over the years can listen to it. It's going to be terrific. Thank you so much for the time. Appreciate it.
You're welcome. Well, again, thank you both, Ted Pressler and Dr. Magdaleno Manzanares, for joining
me
on Puente de Nada. Gracias a usted. For KRWG Public Media, I'm Emily Guerra.